Hello and welcome back to Fashion Pod 101. My name is Rachel Sadler and today's episode is called Sweet Baby Blues. So I am, of course, talking about jeans. A favourite in my wardrobe, love a pair of jeans, have them in every colour probably, apart from white. Didn't quite pull that one off, I'm afraid. And lots of different styles, but I am going to now share with you my top predictions for what will be the biggest denim trends for 2019. So without further ado, let's get down to business, shall we? So I love nothing more than a pair of jeans. They are not only comfy, but they are so easy to wear. Add a bit of stretch to them, they'll be your best friends. So I always recommend having a high-waisted pair of mum jeans in your wardrobe. They are a staple. They are a slim leg, not skinny, so they don't grab you anywhere. And they're just unbelievably comfortable and literally just look great on with everything. Tucking your jumper, tucking a top, you are set to go. These will keep you looking great all season long. And then when the weather gets a bit warmer, you can roll them and flash off that ankle bone, because it is always about flashing off that ankle bone when the season and weather comes around. If you're looking for a little bit something more fancy, you want to like zest it up a little bit, I do recommend embroidered jeans. Now I'm not talking about a butterfly or a bird or anything OTT here or feminine really at all. This year's embroidered denim is a much more tomboy vintage take on the trend, which I absolutely love. So again, you want to have a slightly relaxed, higher rise, cropped, straight leg silhouette, and then you want your embroidery to be a small, dainty, almost missable really kind of detail on your jeans, and then you want to go for a vintage wash to keep it feeling a bit more tomboy. So it's a real balance of masculinity and femininity, when I can say it, which is surprisingly easy to wear and it looks great on, but you need to make sure that you're doing it in the right way. So that is a key trend and I do actually really like it. I was never very keen on the old embroidered jeans of the times gone by. They're always a little bit too much for my taste, but I love this sort of tomboy meets girly girl combo, especially in the high rise looks, and I think everyone will like this trend. It is a bit of a beaut. Obviously they're all different varying price points out there, so have a little rummage and see what you can find. There's also a trend for a low slung straight, again a great jeans. Again, wear these cropped and they always look great on. So it's a classic straight leg. So again, it is a slim leg, but not too straight, if you know what I mean. You don't want them to be grabbing anywhere. And you don't want to go for a super low-rise skinny of the past, because, let's face it, nobody wants to see your pants, because that's what happens in these ones. So it's slightly low-rise to a high-rise one. But again, these are great. And they look also, these jeans, I think they would look great in white, because white is a notoriously hard pair of jeans to wear. But if you do it in the right silhouette like these jeans, then you they make them look a little less, they make them look more casual. Because I think white jeans always look like you're trying really hard. So if you have a low slung straight leg jean, now I'm not talking too low, I just mean, so your high rise is like up to your waist, natural waistline. These are like on the top of your hip bone. That's the low, what I mean. If you can see me, I'm doing speech marks, so it's not really very, very low, is it? But these are a great leg silhouette. When will I learn to speak? Jean style and silhouette for this season. Very good. Oh dear. Sorry, couldn't catch my breath. Now, next is a hem detail. I always love this dress, always love these trends, because it makes something look a little bit extra special. And there was a real big trend a few years about having like a frayed hem. They could look a little bit castaway. So this season is all about having like a bit of a bow detail on the hems, and they look really fun and great. Even a little bit of a front slit on the hem, which is great for showing off a cool pair of like ankle boots. And then Prada has been seen to feather trim some boyfriend jeans. This is an interesting look, I'm not going to lie. So it's on a light wash pair of jeans. They're a high-waisted straight leg silhouette. And then on the bottom, they also look cropped to me. They're a boyfriend style jean. Then they have black and blue and like a soft pale blue feathers. It kind of looks like your jeans have had an accident and are running with a feather duster. Nonetheless, I do recommend maybe not buying them as they're very expensive, but definitely it's worth a Google because they are quite fun to look at. Then you have the longer high-rise straight leg denim. So these go all the way down. It's not on about getting your anchor bone at this one. It is going long, 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 and real that sort of 90s sort of grunge vibe about it. Really casual, really, this is the loosest leg silhouette we will see this season, and they're vintage inspired fit, so they are really easy to wear, and it is really taking on that vintage sort of styling again. They're going with the beat up vintage looking wash, so it's a good trend to bear in mind for summer when you want to wear a lighter pair of jeans, notoriously when the weather gets a bit warmer. Next is a pin tuck. So this is such a simple detail, but it's really good for elongating, when I can say the word, your leg if you are shorter, and it really slims down as well, because obviously you're having another long thin line going from your hip bone all the way down to your ankle. So it's such a nice detail, really simple, but you know, it's something that you could wear every day and then also dress up really easily at night. These look great in all different washes, so if you're looking to lengthen your leg and make them look longer, let's face it, who isn't really? These are the jeans I recommend. If you're going to go for one, I probably would recommend these, because these will last you years to come, because they're so nice to wear. Very, very flattering. For the silhouette, you want a high rise in them as well, because, you know, they are the best style jeans, and you want a slim leg skinny, so you don't go super skinny, but you know, you do want it to be fitted. So there you go. If you're wanting to add a little bit of something special to your jeans, try adding a ribbon detail down the side. So anything from, you know, your favourite metallic colour. Everyone still loves a bit of copper, don't they? Or, you know, you could even go for a vintage style two-tone stripe ribbon going down the side. That is a big trend. I do like the bright coloured, like vintage inspired style jeans from Palm Angels, with the striped grass grain trim going down the high rise slim leg jeans that they have. These are very expensive jeans at around about £450. So, you know, I won't be buying them, but I like to look at them. Obviously, you can find much cheaper ones, I'm sure. But there you go. They are my top six trends for denim for 2019. I love wearing jeans all the time. They are a wardrobe staple, let's face it. Who doesn't have a pair of jeans in their wardrobe? So if you're looking to add a new pair of baby blues to your wardrobe, please let me know if I've helped you. I'd love to know what you're going to go for, what you're going to give a try. And this has been Fashion Pod 101, your daily fashion podcast. My name is Rachel Sadler, and I shall see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.